Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the All Things Holistic Radio Show. I am your host, Tiffany. So good to have you back. I am so excited. You know, this is week number 2 of our 8-week series of flipping the switch to your wellness once and for all. Today, I'm excited because we have a lot of work to do today. I have a wonderful guest, Candy Harper, who's going to be giving her testimony on her life experience with health, wellness, weight loss, and how she overcame some barriers once and for all. Then we're going to have an interview with Dr. Erica Oberg today, a clinical naturopathic doctor as well as amazing primary care physician, ready to answer you, take your hormones back into control, take you to another level today. Get your pen, get your pad, get your lunch, get your tea, get your coffee. Turn your mind on high. Let's get ready to do this. I'm so excited. Please enjoy yourself. If you'd like to call in, please join us at area code 914-338-1527. Again, that's 914-338-1527. Let's do this. So good to be back. I have been on fire since our last show last Tuesday. I gave a little testimony, just a little recap about my flipping the switch towards wellness. Now we're into week 2. We're going to get a little deeper today. And it's not going to be about me. It's going to be about you. It's going to be about her. And it's going to be about doctor advice today. So let's do this. I am so excited to have a dear friend and a wonderful client, a very good lady on the line. Her name is Candy Harper. She's a lady extraordinaire, let me tell you, a fantastic grandmother, an entrepreneur, and let me tell you, she has gone through a transformation like I have never seen. This woman has been through it, and I have been so honored to walk through this with her, not only to observe and see her changes, but to have her on the table and to massage and go through some stuff with her. It's a pleasure and an honor. Good afternoon, Candy Harper. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, Tiffany. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I was excited that you said yes, that you wanted to share your story, because I know there are people out there on fire for these series and that you have a really great story to tell. So I wanted to get right into us. But first, will you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit of history on your relationship with food?
I sure will. First, thank you for having me. I'm 53 years old. I have 2 children and 1 grandson. I am an independent representative for Salpata Sterling Silver Jewelry. And I lost 50 pounds through my journey. I began at just over 200 pounds, but I was healthy. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any issues at all, Tiffany. No issues at all, just healthy as a horse, so to speak. But I went for an annual physical, and my doctor asked me if I wanted to keep it that way, meaning no high cholesterol, no high blood, menopause was under control. And so my answer was yes, I would like to keep it that way. And she told me, well, in order to do that, I needed to lose serious weight. And that's how it began.
Yeah, there comes a point when they say, well, if you want to stay this healthy, you're going to have to make some changes. How did that feel when she said that to you?
Well, it really made me put everything into perspective. Yes, I wanted to stay healthy, and at first I kind of took it offense to it, but you know, it was the truth, and sometimes the truth hurts us. But she referred me to a naturopath doctor by the name of Dr. Hollis, and between the two of us, I started my journey, and it was just the most awesome, amazing thing I'd ever done.
Mm-hmm. That was, what was the first thing that, when she told you to do that, what did you, what was the first thing you did?
The first thing I did was, okay, how? Because, you know, I've struggled with this, you know, all my life. I've always, you know, been a plus size girl and have tried many different diets, and nothing worked. So my next question to her was, okay, how?
Mm-hmm.
How do I achieve this? What do I do?
What was the first thing out of the doctor's mouth?
Dr. Hollis.
Dr. Hollis.
Dr. Hollis is a naturopath who specializes in weight loss, and his expertise is in metabolic imbalances,
mm-hmm.
Of which I had many.
Mm-hmm.
And he started me on a program called HCG combined with B12 shots. Now, HCG is a hormone that's typically found in women during pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does is it takes away the cravings and suppresses appetite, at the same time burns fat while keeping your lean muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome.
Yes, it is. So it kind of ties around to this whole thing of metabolic, that it's that hormone, the metabolism. There's sort of like a connection I'm seeing here. The last two interviews I've had with people sharing their story has been about metabolism and hormone. Very interesting.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you started this program, and when did you start to feel different? Or when did you, once you gathered information, what was that point when your light flipped on? What was that flipping the switch moment for you? Describe that.
Well, within a week, the program is a 45-day program, and within 1 week, I had lost 5 pounds with no deprivation. And I remember telling you, I can't believe I'm actually doing this without being hungry and craving anything. And it took me a week to lose 5 pounds, and I felt awesome. That was a light bulb moment kind of for me, because I thought, you know, I knew that it took me years to put it on, and I knew it would take some time to get it off, but to see 5 pounds in a week was kind of like my moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were you ever a yo-yo dieter? You lose 10, put back on 15, lose 25. You know, were you ever an up and down dieting person?
You know, Tiffany, honestly, no. I was pretty much consistent at the weight. I would always range anywhere from, you know, 192 to 200 pounds consistently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No matter what I tried to diet or didn't eat or anything, I just, for some reason, and it was because my metabolic system was just really not where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the answer to your question is no. I stay pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm. And pretty sounds like you were very happy and embraced yourself just the way you were. You were just, and you're a petite woman. I mean, you're small in stature. You're not very tall, so you know, you were just seemed to be happy just the way you were. And then you started losing 5 pounds, and you felt great. Then what?
And then I began to exercise. I never exercised before, and I found that I liked it, which was. I'd never done it before. I really had never gotten in the gym because I thought I felt intimidated at the size that I was going to the gym, which is a very real feeling for a lot of women. But I got in there with just 10 pounds under my belt and started going at it, and I felt good with doing it and kept doing it.
Yeah, and then you start to feel good, right? I mean, when you start feeling these hormones and these things releasing, where your body just starts going, yeah, this feels really great. You just want to keep going, right? Do you experience that? Like, this feels amazing.
It really did, Tiffany. For the first time in, you know, my whole adult life, I had always felt like I had accomplished certain things throughout my life, but this was a really big accomplishment for me, and to actually see it coming to pass before my eyes was really amazing to me. And subconsciously, I could see it happening, but I really didn't think I was going to be able to meet the goal that I had set for myself. Mm-hmm. And I did meet the goal, and then some.
Mm-hmm. That's just amazing. So how was your relationship with food? Were you one that you just ate what you wanted when you did? And did it change when you started to metabolically change for the better, or, you know, when you started to lose weight, did you find that your eating habits started to change a little bit?
Oh, they changed drastically. Prior to the release of the weight, I ate a lot of things that really caused the imbalance. And then afterwards, and even to today, I live to eat and not the other way around. Before, I would just eat whatever I wanted, any amounts, and that's what caused a lot of the problems. And today, I just don't. It's all about portion size, and it's about what I'm putting into this temple in order to keep it on the right path.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, when you started to lose the weight, and this is kind of a more personal question. When you started to lose the weight, share with me, did your friends change, or how was your family reaction to it? I know this sounds strange, but you start to notice people notice things different. They're used to, I'll just put myself an example. They're used to you being a little plump, happy-go-lucky, you know, go, 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 and then you start to trim down, and they kind of go, oh, really? Did you experience that? And if so, share that with us, please.
You know, that's a really important point. Yes, I did experience that. I have some friends that don't really communicate with me anymore because I really did a complete lifestyle change in order to maintain what I've done. And so, and it's just little things like, you know, I don't drink anymore. I don't put really anything bad into my system anymore. And when I communicate that to certain friends now, they think, oh, well, you know, we're still going to do this. But, you know, and that's okay, because I realize that everybody has to do what they need to do in their own time. This is my time. I have to do what I need to do. So sometimes, unfortunately, you are going to lose people in your life, but those people really were not your friends.
Right. And it's hard, especially when you are not in that place or you are not ready, your switch is not flipped and somebody else has. It might be hard for someone to be encouraging and supportive when you're not ready, you know. But you just got to keep going, especially if they're close to you. You just got to keep being the example and just hope and pray that they too will they'll get it. And they will get it, because we're just faithful that people are going to get it. That's why we're here today. That's really great. Candace, if you were to speak with someone, or you had an opportunity, and you do have an opportunity right here, and to encourage someone today to make a change, to take that first step, what would you want to tell them? You have three tips or words of encouragement. What would you like to tell someone today who's ready?
I do. I think the first thing would be, you know, you can do anything you want to do. You just have to be ready, and you really have to want to do it. Mm-hmm. And secondly, And I think most importantly, you've got to do it for yourself. You can't do it because someone else wants you to do it, you know, like a spouse or a friend or boyfriend. You've got to want it for your own health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And probably third, the most, I think, is the most important is to take baby steps. Like I said before, you know, you didn't put the weight on in a day and you can't take it off in a day. Give up just one thing. Most people would be surprised at just giving up something like soda and drinking nothing but water or green tea for a week, would be amazed at the weight they can lose just behind something like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. That is so true. Just one little thing today. And Candace, before we have to say goodbye today, I just want to thank you for sharing your story. I just want to thank you for the courage and the tenacity that you have had this whole time in making this lifestyle change. You are excited. You look amazing. And not only that, it exudes from you. You are definitely, from the inside out, a completely renewed person. It really shows, it feels. And so I'm really wanting the audience today to grab hold of that excitement. And if someone has questions for you or would like more information about the program that you went through, what is a good way to reach you?
Thank you so much, Tiffany, and I would be happy to answer any questions. My email address is baby819@me.com.
Great. And if you would like to call in today, please give us a call at area code 914-338-1527. We are going to say goodbye to Miss Candace and say thank you so much. Please give her an email again at baby819@me.com. I love you, Candy. Thank you. I so appreciate you having been on the show today. And I'm also excited to share with the audience today that Candy's going to be on the show with me. We're going to be doing some shows together. She's going to be a co-host of mine. She's got a lineup coming in. So we have some work to do, don't we, girlfriend? We have a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. So this was a great introduction. I look forward to the future with you, and stay in touch with us, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me, Tiffany.
Thank you, Candy. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Side note beep. That was awesome. So we've got testimony of one more person who's taken that step. And I know there's hundreds and thousands of millions of people out there today that are taking a step towards their change, towards flipping the switch. And so this is the week number 2 of flipping your switch to total wellness once and for all. It's interesting because I have lots of clients that come in that are in a space or just got a diagnosis that are either down in where they are or ready to grab hold of things. And then there comes a day when they come in and I can see something's changed in them. I can see a little sparkle in their eye of hope and they look better. And I look, wait, what did you do different? You know, I'm drinking 3 more cups of water today and I feel so much better. And sometimes that's all it takes. It's just one more cup of water to hydrate your skin and your body to take you that one next step. Candy is just one story. What's your story? How are you doing? Did you do your homework? Did you go to the PacificPearlLaJolla.com? And if you are on the line with us, go check out that website now, PacificPearlLaJolla.com. And on that page, on that website, there is a list of our team of practitioners, and I would like to introduce to you Dr. Erica Oberg. Dr. Erica Oberg, ND, MPH, is a healthcare innovator who seeks to empower patients to reclaim their health and vitality through a combination of cutting-edge science and the timeless wisdom of nature. She practices personalized medicine focused on nutrition, prevention, and primary care. Dr. Oberg received her doctorate in naturopathic medicine in Bastyr University in 2003, followed by accredited residency. She proceeded to fellowship training at the University of Washington's Health Promotion Research Center, completing an MPH in health services with emphasis the science of health promotion, positive behavioral change, and integration of complementary and alternative medicine within the healthcare system. She is also a registered yoga teacher. Dr. Erica is an amazing woman that I've had the pleasure to get to know over the last couple of months, and she is a high-rolling doctor with some goals and a passion towards your health. It's a pleasure and such an honor to have, and I hope this next person on the line is Dr. Erica Oberg. Is that you, Dr. Oberg? Is that you, Dr. Oberg? Not yet. Looks like she's coming in. I think I see her now. Is that you, Dr. Oberg?
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Dr. Oberg. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We are live on the air. I just did a fabulous introduction to you and your practice of naturopathic medicine. You're joining us today because we have some great questions to ask you, and it's such a pleasure to have you on the air because we just spoke with Candy Harper, who's just another testimony of someone who has flipped the switch in wellness once and for all. She released over 50 pounds. I have released over 50 pounds. The last interview I did released over, I think it was over 75 pounds. And there is a group of us on fire, Dr. Oberg, and I know you're coming in contact with these patients that are making behavioral changes towards their eating and lifestyle habits. So I wanted to ask you some of those questions today on stages of change. Is there such a science of stages of change, Dr. Oberg, you can share with us?
Absolutely. Thanks for, first off, thanks for having me here, Tiffany. It's so great to be part of your radio show and part of sharing in the success of so many of the people that you're speaking with who've had just amazing transformations in their, not just in their weight, but in their lives by really coming to this knowledge. So kudos to all those people out there who are working on this challenging problem and really taking it in a positive life and transforming their lives, really coming at it from a new angle. So you asked about stages of change. Shall I tell you a little bit about the science behind, or at least what scientists think is happening in most people?
Yes, that would be great. Yes, please.
Great, great. So this comes out of this idea that people go through stages when they're approaching a new change or a new chapter in their life. Really comes out of the psychology literature, and specifically a man named James Prochaska, who's been writing about this since the 70s. And he was the first to really put forth this model that people move through different stages in their life when they're starting to consider a behavior change, especially a lifestyle behavior. And he says that that we start in a pre-contemplation stage where we're not ready to make any changes. We might not even be aware that there are changes to be made. So we start in that pre-contemplation stage. We move forward through contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. And I can tell you a little bit about how people can identify what stage they're in. And for all of those of us who are also interested in helping the people around us, be that a family member or a friend or a patient in my case, helping to recognize what stage somebody is in and then talk to them with messages that are appropriate for that stage is really a key part of how we tackle this issue.
Mm-hmm. When someone comes to you and they're ready for, let's say they have a diagnosis or they're coming in with a plethora of issues and you just kind of see on their face overwhelm, what What do you recommend, or what do you tell your patients to first, where should one begin?
That's an excellent question, and the answer of where to begin really depends on where in the change continuum you're at. For somebody who's at the pre-contemplation stage, they're not yet ready, they perhaps aren't thinking about the pros of changing their behavior or really even weighing the cons. They might be overestimating the cons. They might be really afraid of making mistakes. They might just be plain old unaware. You know, they have never thought that their weight or any of their other health concerns are an issue. So for somebody who's at that pre-contemplation stage, if I start talking to them about, say, an anti-inflammatory diet or making, you know, specific changes in their diet or their recipe or adding in more exercise, we're going to just add to that overwhelmedness, right, because we have a disconnect. Mm-hmm. They're not in the preparation stage or the action stage. They're still thinking about whether they're ready for this. So for somebody in that pre-contemplation stage, the best thing we can do is help them get to that contemplation stage, that getting ready stage. And so things that we might do would be to help people weigh some of the pros and cons, to correct some misinformation that they might have about the health risks associated with diabetes or heart disease or joint pain, some of the other things that they might be dealing with. And it's really to help people move into that stage of contemplation, into that stage of getting ready to change. So that's the first place that we would start with somebody early on.
Great. It looks like we might have a caller on hold. Would you mind taking a question if someone has a question for you today?
Sure thing.
Great. Hold on just a moment. Hello, and thank you for calling the All Things Holistic show. This is Tiffany. Is there a caller on the line?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name?
Celine.
Celine?
Yes.
Hi. Thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Dr. Ober today?
Yes, I do. I have a family member. She's handicapped. She has paralysis from the waist down. And, you know, she gets, muscle spasms. It's just at any given time she would, you know, suffer with the spasms. Is there something you can recommend that she, you know, she can take?
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a complicated situation. You're a very thoughtful friend to be reaching out and asking for some questions of some strategies that you might be able to help her. You know, without knowing the details of her medical history, it sounds like it may be complicated. I certainly can't give you any specifics, but for many people who are dealing with muscle spasms and muscle cramps, regardless of whether they're paralyzed or just overdid it on the exercise front, one of the most important things to think about is hydration and electrolyte balance. So remember that when we're trying to rehydrate, just water alone doesn't always do it. Sometimes we need those electrolytes as well, those key minerals that we lose as we sweat. And when those minerals are out of balance, our muscles can't contract normally, and we get muscle spasms. So those key minerals or those key electrolytes are things like potassium, sodium, magnesium. Those are the main ones. And, of course, most of us get plenty of sodium in our diets just from all the foods we eat. It's in salt. So it's usually those other ones that are missing. So you could find out anybody with muscle cramps can think about their hydration and their electrolyte status and make sure that they're not deficient in that front.
Oh, okay. Actually, I thought it was relating to her condition.
It could be,
well,
you know, and
be.
Without knowing the details of what's happened to her, you know, that's certainly beyond what I can answer on the phone. But even if it is related to a condition, you know, sometimes optimizing some of the nutrition around that, around electrolytes, can still be helpful.
All right, well, okay. I'll certainly relate that to her.
All right,
okay.
Take care. Have a
Thank
good day.
Thank you for the call.
Anytime.
Thanks for the call. Okay,
Thank
take care
both.
Now. Bye-bye. Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Great. So that was a great question.
That was. And that question made me think about, you know, people who are in sort of the preparation stage of mm-hmm. getting ready to make changes, which I bet is where most of your callers are at. Would you agree? Do you think most of your callers are in the preparation
stage? Oh, for sure.
Stage?
Oh, absolutely. I think the ones that are gripped on to this idea here of this 8-week series going in are people who have been there, done that, and they really need to get a team together. And I like this contemplation stage because this pros and cons, weighing it out, getting ready is kind of like how I say getting your team together, getting your resources, your education, mulling it over, educating yourself. And then you mentioned action. Is that the action stage, which would be next? Describe what would be next. Once you've weighed your pros and cons, you've gotten your things in order, and now you're ready to put it in motion, what does that look like for someone?
Absolutely. Coming to the action stage is the most important part of making behavior changes. And even more important than getting to the action stage is staying there, the maintenance phase. So you pointed out some really important steps of the preparation. This is things such as getting your team together. That can certainly be including people like healthcare providers, like naturopathic doctors or a nutritionist or a personal trainer. But equally important in getting your team together is making sure that your friends and family are on board. Often our friends and family, even though we think they're out looking out for the best of us, you know, sometimes they can be our worst saboteurs in making behavior changes. You know, they're the ones who will say, "Oh, it's okay, just have a piece of cake. It's okay, just this one time," right? Or, "Oh, mm-hmm. you don't need to go and do your exercising today. Come see the movie with us instead." You know, and they have good intentions, but they can very much sabotage somebody who's getting ready to take action. So sometimes one of the most important preparation stages is to really seek support from your friends and family and really engage them in being part of your team and part of helping and make sure that they understand, you know, that the changes that you're trying to make are really important to you and are really life-changing. And that can help them, you know, respect somebody's boundaries around some of the habits that are required to actually change and take action.
Yes. You know, I'm the type of person where I'll mull and I'll just kind of contemplate things in my mind. I'll go through it. And once I announce it to my friends and my family, then I know I'm being held accountable. So I bring it up when I'm ready to be held accountable. And then if they're going to be like, you're kidding me, right? You're not really thinking of doing that. I have to be ready to stand in my conviction of the choice I've made and say, okay, sounds like you're not in it with me. Moving right along. You know, you have to be ready for the, not that they don't love us, but that slight opposition, the other side. You just have, when I'm ready to speak it and I'm ready to get my friends and family, I'm in it for myself and I'm just want that support. And do you know what I'm saying in that? Just that. You have to stand in it, yeah, and be ready, and they're going to hold me accountable to it. So I know when I talk about it, it's the real deal.
Absolutely. And that commitment that you're talking about is really the characteristic experience of moving out of preparation into action, is making mm-hmm. that commitment and asking for accountability, like you said, to help hold you to the commitment that you've made for yourself and to rely on the preparation that you've laid, the groundwork that you've laid to make sure that you won't slip, you won't have to struggle to stay there. So that commitment is a really important part of it. And I think some other important things for people to think about in the action stage, is that the action stage can have many small steps in and of itself. It doesn't have to be, you know, everything all at once. We actually do know that when people are trying to change their behaviors, people who do take kind of the overhaul approach and try to do a little bit of everything at once, that is, try to eat a little better, try to exercise a little bit more, try to reduce their stress, try to have a healthier outlook, when people take the approach of doing all of that at once, they tend to be more successful than the people who do, all right, this month I'm going to exercise, next month I'm going to diet, the following month I'm going to tackle my stress. That's certainly an option for people, and if that works for an individual, great, right? We're going to use any strategy that gets there. But the science shows us that that multifactorial, jump in with both feet type of strategy is more effective for most people.
Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about that action stage, that can be anywhere from, what, a few days to a couple years? Or is there a timeline in any of this, or is this a lifestyle?
That's an excellent question. I mean, I think the goal for all of us as we're trying to make health changes is not to go on another diet, right? Because if you go on a diet, you're going to go off the diet. So I think most people are really looking for a healthy lifestyle that just becomes the way that we live, you know, a way that we feel vital, a way that we feel energized. And as a result of that healthy lifestyle, the pounds come off, the health risk factors start to normalize, and people get to a state of health, and they don't even know that that they're doing it on the way. So that's ultimately where we're interested in ending up, is in a healthy lifestyle. But a few other things that people might be interested in knowing, your listeners might be interested in knowing, is that when we are making new behaviors, we're literally making new pathways in our brains, right? We're changing our circuitry in our brains. Perhaps the most notable place where that happens is around our sense of reward, our reward circuitries. And rewards and our feelings of being rewarded are related to our neurotransmitter called dopamine. And so as we start to make healthy choices and healthier behaviors during our action plan, it's helpful to reward ourselves with some healthful habits to reset that wiring. So rather than thinking about a reward perhaps being a sugary treat, right, thinking about the rewards being things like a relaxing bath with candlelight or taking some time to oneself, you know, to spend outside, or giving yourself permission to sit down with a good book and a cup of herbal tea, and rechanging some of those attitudes that we have about rewards to helpful rewards, because those rewards are important parts of how we establish new patterns and how we reinforce those new circuits in our brains.
Mm-hmm. That is such a great point of that reward system. I grew up in a household where if there was a serious family issue, we would cook a big meal and talk about it. If there was a congratulatory or a wonderful thing that happened in the family, there was a big meal and a celebration. So it was always around food. And I remember during this process that I was like, you know what, you're not going to reward yourself with cake or a night out for dinner, or, you know, you're going to do something different. You're going to give yourself a pedicure. And it was really interesting for me not to reward myself with food, because that's how I either, you know, cradled myself or rewarded myself. It was really interesting when you go back and you think about your patterns of the past that got you where you are and you move forward. That is a great, great point of that sense of reward system to, and I'll tell you, it really does help the dopamine.
It really does, doesn't it?
It really does. Oh, yeah.
That same reward feeling, you know, that little burst of good feeling when you trigger those dopamine pathways, no matter what the original trigger was. So absolutely. I like your idea of substituting some of those healthy activities for the unhealthy ones. That's a great strategy. We don't want to take away the rewards entirely, right? We want to substitute them with more healthful ones.
That's right, completely, because I think all of us want to be patted on the back or given something or have a cookie at the end of the, you know, whatever that carrot is to us, we want something to strive for, even if it's for ourselves. We really do. And it's, I think it's learning the new ways to get to that or to congratulate yourself or, you know, just to give yourself a job well done type thing is really important, because this action stage that you're talking about is a process. It really is a process. So I imagine an action plan might be visits, and I want to ask you some questions about this, visits to the naturopathic doctors for some series of nutritional visits or weight loss discussions, or, you know, then to maybe some acupuncture or maybe some infrared sauna sessions. Whatever the plan is for that individual, it is a process. It's a process that we just have to make a commitment to. So I wanted to ask you, Dr. Oberg, I know you work individually with people, and if somebody, and I also know that you work over the telephone, you don't just have to be in San Diego to work with you, correct? They can work via telephone or Skype nationwide or worldwide, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So they can, they come up, let's, I want to work with you one-on-one. I have something that, let's say I have a chronic issue I want to work on with you. We come up with an action plan, and then I'm working this plan. What types of pitfalls or what types of things can someone might experience that might either delay, or what are some of the ups and downs that one can experience that you can help encourage them past while working their action plan?
Absolutely. Good question, Tiffany. You know, the stages of change doesn't end with the action stage. The final stage is actually the maintenance stage, and that's exactly what you're talking about, that phenomenon of how do you get back on the wagon after you've fallen off, right? And how do you stay in the zone and really make the new behaviors and the new habits a new lifestyle, right? Something that you're not that you're not constantly thinking about as, you know, putting effort in on the plan dimension, but really just the new way of living. So that maintenance phase is really that sense of picking ourselves back up and getting back on the wagon if we've fallen off. And some of the things that trigger people most commonly that lead to those pitfalls that you were talking about are stressful situations. For almost everybody, it's the stress that tends to knock us off the wagon. And so that can be the stress of being in a shared meal situation, you know, especially for many of my people with diabetes that I take care of. The holidays are very stressful times because there's so many parties and so many social events that they have to participate in and want to because of the socialization, because it's fun. We want to share the holidays. But we really need to work on, in that situation, on people's skills around how they're going to react in those stressful situations and what specifically are they going to do to stick with their plan. So one example would be, you know, the social meal, right, and the desserts and everything else that's tempting and in front of you. A good thing for people to do is to rehearse in their brains, in their minds beforehand, how they're going to handle that stressful situation. Are they going to eat a snack before they go, a healthy snack, so that they're not hungry and not tempted to pick the unhealthy things? Are they going to give themselves permission to try a bite of three different delicious things and limit it to three bites? Are they going to make a plan to exercise more before going to that event so that they know they've burnt off some additional calories, built some extra muscle, stimulated the metabolism so that they can handle a few extra calories? All of those would be different successful responses to a stressful situation. The key thing in all of those solutions is that they are premeditated, that we think about them beforehand, we plan how we're going to deal with that stressful situation, and then we execute it. And that process of building that capacity and that belief in ourselves is a process called self-efficacy. And we know that that's the most important thing in helping people stick with their plans, their behavior change programs.
That's fabulous. We could have a whole show on self-efficacy. I
that
mean, really,
yeah.
Can you imagine the different levels of that? That's amazing. I really like hearing that. That's great, great sound. Sound advice right there, self-efficacy, and planning for that. Because I can see the snowball now. You're stressed, you go in, you see the goodies, you're like, forget it, I had a bad day. You munch it down, and then you go home and complain. If it wasn't for that stress, I wouldn't have been forced to eat that, and sabotage, you know? I mean, really, that whole plan. I could be the queen of sabotage.
Right. Wow. And we all know, really, you know, good. We live in stressful worlds. You know, the stress is out there, and often there's very little that we can do about the external stresses, but there's everything that we can do about how we handle the stress, our stress resiliency, you know, how we create those protective barriers for ourselves so that the stress doesn't get to us. And certainly around eating, one of the best ways to create that barrier is to have a plan and not be caught off guard, not be caught in that vulnerable situation where the dopamine in your brain is just asking for a reward, is just asking to be increased so that you feel that reward. If you know that that's coming up and you plan for it, then you can have a plan for how you get through those stressful situations, and then you're more resilient.
Right. That's great. And then you're empowered. And then
exactly.
You're amazing. And then you're well.
Yep.
And then, bam, you are on fire. That's what we're talking about today. We are flipping the switch. Dr. Oberg, I know you're doing some amazing things over at Pacific Pearl La Jolla. Talk to us a little bit about your program that you're beginning for weight release, weight loss, and getting that person in place. What does that look like?
Well, this program is based on the research that we've done on everything we've been talking about, on what helps people be successful and really what supports their self-efficacy. So in our research, we've worked mostly with people with diabetes who need to make big lifestyle changes to get their blood sugars back under control, often to release a lot of weight, and often to deal with other metabolic risk factors. And in our research, we've found that when we take a multifactorial approach that really addresses people at the stage they're at, provides group support so that we're bringing people together over shared group visits so that everybody can benefit from the skills and experiences of other people in the same situation. And then the third component that we add to our evidence-based program is the one-on-one personalization of the program. You know, one size does not fit all, especially when it comes to lifestyle transformation. There's always some individualization that needs to take place. So our program at Pacific Pearl is based on our research that we've previously done and published on these successes, and we know that people who follow our programs over 12 weeks do increase their self-efficacy. They do drop their blood sugars down if they need to. They do lose weight. They do improve their cholesterol and their blood pressure. They make changes in all of those measures of their lifestyle because it's a whole lifestyle program. And so the program begins by really understanding the person as an individual. So I sit down with them with a fairly lengthy one-on-one session where we go through what their risk factors look like, whether that's in their family or in their blood work, what their goals are, because it's very important to make sure that any lifestyle plan is goal-driven. We identify what each individual's strengths and weaknesses are so that we can build upon the strengths and develop, you know, more robust plans to address the weaknesses, the things that we're going to have to address in the action stage. So we sort of go through that preparation stage together and get some expert feedback, some doctor-level feedback in what exactly is really going to be necessary to help somebody prepare for the action stage. And then
mm-hmm.
our program moves into the action stage. And the action stage can be as short as 12 weeks. That's where we start. But for many people, they are repeating that 12-week cycle over and over until their goals are reached. You know, most of us who are trying to make lifestyle changes have gotten to the point where we're ready to make a change after years and years and years. And so it's important to give ourselves permission to understand that it's going to take some time to make these changes. It's not flipping the switch, as you said, isn't something that that happens overnight. You can't lose 50 pounds overnight. It takes time. And so
mm-hmm.
the success is really around having an action plan that lasts over the months. So as I said, the action plan includes specific personalized nutrition, specific personalized exercise programs, personalized approaches for stress reduction. And then we include a wide variety of what I call metabolic advantages, so tips and tricks that we know that we can use to get the metabolism charged up to make all of those lifestyle changes that people are making even more effective to really help the pounds come off. And so some of those things include using our thermogenic protocols, using the sauna and hot and cold applications, either those either being sheet wraps or tub plunges or stuff people can do at home, ending their showers mm-hmm. with just a 30-second cold spritz at the end. So we use a lot of temperature related strategies to improve metabolism. We use different key micronutrients, vitamins and minerals that we know boost the metabolism in healthy ways. Right? There are some very unhealthy supplements on the market that are marketed to people for weight loss. And a few of them work and some of them are pretty dangerous. So we steer people towards the safe ones. We use some botanical medicines that similarly help people feel well, help reinforce those positive changes and give people more energy so they can stick with an exercise program. So all of those factors come together in our holistic approach to lifestyle transformation. And that's what we do in our 12-week program. It's a long explanation because it's a complicated, multifactorial approach.
Mm-hmm. But what I really like about it is that it's personalized. I feel like you're really taking me into thought and to account and to, you know, you're really customizing it. And it is. No one size is for all. It's just really that I feel that strongly that it's a very personalized approach to healthcare and lifelong lifestyle changes. What is the best way to reach you and for more information? What's the best way to get a hold of you if someone would like to ask you questions or consult with you or make an appointment with you? How do we do that?
Yeah, so people who are interested in learning more about it can certainly read about our programs on our website, and that is www.pacificpearllajoya.com. And La Jolla has that funny spelling. Remember, it's LAJOLLA. So that's PacificPearlLaJolla.com. They can send me an email to that same address. It's eobergnd@PacificPearlLaJolla.com. And, of course, they can call the clinic. They can find that phone number on the website. Can I give out phone numbers over the,
sure,
the radio
absolutely.
Here?
Sure, absolutely. Yep,
so
I have it. Please go ahead.
Is 858-459-6919. But yeah, reaching me via email or reading about some of it on our website are certainly good places to go. People who are interested in reading the actual research, of course, can find all of my publications online by just searching for my name. So if they search for Dr. Erica Oberg, they'll get the PubMed hits on those publications and links to many of my bios from previous practices and other experience. So that's one way where people can read the actual science of what people like them have experienced when they've gone through these programs.
Mm-hmm. And weight loss is a science. I mean, we need to embrace that. I mean, our bodies is a wonderful created scientific machine. It's really amazing, and it's very good study. It's really great. Dr.
Yeah.
Erica, I know you're busy. I know you're shaking and rolling. You're doing a wonderful talk series. I know you are out there in the community spreading the good word on health. And I just want to thank you so much for taking the time and joining me today. It's been an honor and a pleasure for having you on the air with us. Is there anything else you'd like to give or tell us or anything before we say goodbye?
Well, I'll end with a tip, because I think everybody probably is looking for a metabolic boost after I mentioned
Yay.
That those are out there. So my favorite one that I think is safe for everybody to experiment with is green tea. Green tea is really a miracle food. It's what we call a functional food. It not only boosts our metabolism and increases our thermogenesis, it also protects us from cancer and heart disease. So the amount of green tea that you need to drink to really see a benefit is quite a bit. So I recommend that people brew up a whole pitcher of iced green tea. And the flavored stuff is just as good as the straight stuff, as long as it's not flavored with sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Right. No Kool-Aid green tea today.
No,
none of that.
No. But fruit flavor is just fine if it's still from herbal fruits. So a big pitcher of green tea, and drinking that pitcher of green tea every day is a great option. For people who are sensitive to caffeine, they could take a decaf version. But that's a very helpful thing that anybody can start on today and start to take advantage of a little bit of a metabolic lift.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That is a great green tea. Dr. Oberg, I'm looking forward to having you back on the show. It will happen again. I love working with you. I think you're just amazing. You have the heart of gold, and a lot of people are changing in your care, and I'm just excited to be part of and watch it all happen. So I'm looking forward to the next time we have you on the air, and thanks again for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Tiffany. Keep up the great work with the show.
I appreciate it, and I'll talk with you soon. You have a great afternoon.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's some good stuff. Did you take notes? I took notes. Self-efficacy. Efficacy. That is amazing. Contemplation stage. Action stage. Maintenance stage. It's the stages of the science of change. And that's what Dr. Oberg was talking with us about, and that is some really great stuff, and we are about done with week number 2 of flipping the switch towards our wellness once and for all. I'm so glad you joined us today. This was really powerful stuff. Testimonies, scientific study, action plans for you. Your options are getting bigger out there, people. How are you doing in your process? Are you getting closer? Are you feeling better today? How are you doing? Are you journaling, writing your notes, taking those notes? Before I say goodbye, let's turn on a little music and say, okay, more steps, we're getting closer. Next week, we're going to be talking about detoxification from the inside out, taking that inner colon cleansing, intestinal cleansing, mental cleansing to the outside, letting it exude from the outside, from the inside to the outside. We still have some work to do. We're on our plan. Are you getting your pros and cons together? I think we're about in our contemplation stage. We're about in our contemplation stage, so we're about ready to take action. If you have any questions or you want to reach me direct, please do so. Email me. You can email me at T. Rivera, River with an A, at Pacific Pearl La Jolla, LAJOLLA.com. Or you can reach me direct on my private cell, 619-325-8338. feel free to give me a call anytime. Thank you so much for joining us on the All Things Holistic Radio Show. Stay blessed. Be blessed. God loves you. I love you. We're here for you. And we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for your hard work. Keep it up. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.